Hi, and welcome back to the Property Side Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Paul, and today I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtain on how I work and what some of my mentees have been up to recently. The thinking is that you're going to get to hear about the many different ways that people are making money and building their own property businesses and how they were able to achieve success. Now, I was just thinking, actually, as I'm doing this, that I should probably get some of these guys on the podcast and interview them sometime. But here's an overview of what a few of the guys and ladies have been up to recently. I'm going to start with a guy called Kushal. Now, Kushal came to me a few years back now, quite a few years ago, and he explained he'd paid for property training elsewhere, with a well-known property guru, and that property guru and that training left him feeling frustrated, without focus, without a clear sense of direction, and didn't really know what his next steps were, to be quite honest, at that point. And we had a conversation on the phone, and it transpired that he was following a strategy that actually didn't make any sense to him, his own personal situation, the available time that he had, and what even his goals that he had. The strategy that he was focusing on or had been looking at didn't kind of marry up. It didn't make sense. So anyway, cut a long story short, he joined the mentee program. And in our first video call that we had together, we sat down and we worked out what his goals were, what he ultimately wanted from property. And then we came up with a plan. And that plan kind of changed, shifted slightly over time. But ultimately, it was a completely different direction to the one he had been going in previously, having paid $5,000-$6,000, whatever it was, for some property course. He was now on a path with a plan, a plan of action. And our monthly calls were really good, and you know, we went through a lot together. We looked at deals together, we analysed deals together, we looked at opportunities, we crunched the numbers on our video call. And these monthly calls were kind of, you know, finding our feet initially together, working out what Kushal really wanted to do. And then basically me pointing him in the right direction and making sure he was doing what he needed to do to get to where he wanted to get to. So he ended up becoming a HMO developer, and that's what he is today. He's an HMO developer and a portfolio landlord himself now, which is just amazing from where he was when he joined us. And, you know, it's been a journey. There's been ups, there's been downs, there's been a lot of learning curve, you know, big learning curve. But all throughout that journey, he's had me there to answer questions, to, you know, kind of like a second eyes on a property project, a second opinion, if you like, and a safety net for, you know, those moments where you doubt yourself and you think, am I doing the right thing here? Is this right? Am I, you know, in those moments, you need somebody to put their arm around you and say, yeah, that's right. Or actually, no, that's not right. What you should be doing is this, this, this. And that's where the mentorship and kind of what I do really comes into its own. And Kushal benefited from that massively over the last couple of years, to a point where now he's doing amazingly well. He's, you know, it's amazing to see the projects that he's turning out, high spec, high end HMO developments, taking properties back to brick and then rebuilding these things from a shell virtually into such an amazing product at the end of it. And yeah, that was Kushal's journey. Came from doing a property course, not really knowing where to turn next, feeling really frustrated, to having a clear plan, knowing what to do, having that support and backup, and then taking action and getting what he wanted. And that all came from, you know, a lot of determination. And, you know, Kushal's a spectacular kind of personality. He's a really nice guy. And, you know, he has been like a dog with a bone. There's no other way of putting it. He has been determined and focused, and you know, he knows what he wants, and he goes and he gets it now. And he's got that support there in the background from myself. So next up, I want to talk about a lovely Welsh lady, Rhian. Now, for those people that follow me on social media, you probably know that last year? I think it was. It feels like last week, actually, but I think it's last year now. Rhian appeared on Homes Under the Hammer. It wasn't her first project she was doing. I think it was her 10th or 11th BRR deal that she was doing. And BRR, for those that don't know, is where you buy something, you refurb it and you refinance it and then you rent it out. And you build a portfolio quite quickly by doing that over the traditional method of buy-to-let because of the way you fund it. But we'll get into that on another day. Rhian came to me just really needing help with the process. She was an experienced portfolio investor herself. And it's just a case of our chats really revolve around how to put those processes in place. So how to, you know, the accounting side of things. The structure of her business was a bit disjointed and could have been better. So that's kind of where I've helped Rhian and stepped in and just been an ear. You know, a nice, friendly monthly chat. You know, and we talk about all sorts of things, but sometimes it's a lonely business, isn't it? You know, when you're in property and sometimes you get a bit inside your own head, you know, it's just you and your thoughts, you, yourself and I, and it's like, it's really lonely, you know, in this game sometimes. So it's nice to just be able to have that chat with somebody else so you can say, this is happening, that's happening, you know, and just get feedback and somebody else's point of view. So, yeah, with Rhian, she came to us as a very experienced landlord herself, and she's built a portfolio further still over the last few years and, you know, is going great guns down in Wales. And, yeah, she's, you know, star of the BBC with the Homes Under the Hammer as well. So, yeah, that's Rhian. So, next up, I want to talk about Alex, who came to us kind of mid-project. He was going through his first project, which was a joint venture with an investor. And that project, he basically turned a one-bed flat, into a two-bed. So a slight rejig of the floor plan and the layout. But obviously two beds fetch a lot more money than a one-bed. So it's a nice little niche strategy that he's found. And it's one that he's probably going to repeat again and again and again because he did very well out of it. Alex has now quit his day job and gone full-time in the property game, which is just fantastic to see because he cashed out of that joint venture with a nice, healthy, big, fat profit. And he's now at the stage where really it's at taking it to the next level. And we've been talking a lot recently about finding, you know, his next bunch of investors, and he hasn't actually had any issue at all finding his next investor clients because he's documented the whole process. You know, he's got all the before pictures, the after pictures, the during pictures, and he's put a lot of videos out there, you know, talking people through what he's doing. So it's there for all to see. And obviously that's quite intoxicating as an investor to see that, to be able to see what somebody's done, take a property from one thing and turn it into another, and then obviously the financial side of things as well. It's quite intoxicating and quite interesting to, you know, potential investors. And right now, as we speak, Alex is diving into his second project, with, you know, when he's actually got investors chomping at the bit to work with him because he's put himself out there and he's evidenced his first project. And he, you know, it's a testament to Alex. He's very, very professional in what he does. He gets back to his investors very quickly. He's very methodical in his approach. He cares about what he's doing. And, you know, in the property game, there's lots of people that talk the talk, but there's not so many that actually walk the walk in terms of they'll say they're going to do something and then they actually go and do what they said they were going to do. Alex is one of them guys, you know, and he's very, very contactable. he's the investor's dream, really. So if you're looking for a joint venture partner, Alex is your guy. You know, and yeah, you'll have to join the queue, mind, because he's got a bit of a waiting list going on for people wanting to work with him as a joint venture partner. So yeah, that's well, Alex is up to at the moment. So next up, just wanted to touch on Marzina. Now, Marzina joined us not that long ago, I think. I think it was about 6 months ago, maybe. Maybe a little bit longer. She joined us with her partner, and they were looking to build up some property assets and property income from property to kind of help themselves out financially, but also to create a bit of a legacy. They have a child, and they're looking to, you know, build a good income, build a good income, and also, you know, those build the assets as well, I guess. So Marzina, recently, we had a call last week, the week before. She is in the middle of doing a joint venture with a silent investor. So that's somebody that's just stumping up the cash. They're putting the cash in, and Marzina's going to project manage and get the refurb done. She's already got her builder connections within the family, luckily for her, and yeah, it's a bit of a family affair, and she's going to be able to manage that project very easily and generate a really nice return for the investor and herself as well. And she's really new to the game, you know, this is her first project, but she is again so professional in her approach. She knows her stuff, she knows how to do things, and our calls have been really about crunching numbers a lot of the time, you know, looking at the project, just making sure nothing's been missed. Just, you know, me casting my eye over it and saying, yeah, that looks good. Or, you know, actually, you want to watch out for that. Or maybe you need to think about this. And kind of helping with the setup and the structure of doing a joint venture agreement. Because a lot of people, as, you know, mentioned Alex before doing a joint venture, a lot of people out there think joint venture, JV. You know, it's this buzzword in property, but actually, you know, what is it? Well, in its purest form, a joint venture is you going into business with another person. So you need to make sure that joint venture agreement that you draw up, you know, protects you, it protects them, is fair to both parties, and actually sets out, you know, what the joint venture is hopefully going to achieve for everybody. But also the curveballs that a lot of people don't think about. You know, let's imagine you start, this is going to be really morbid now, so I do apologise, but I always say this and people think, ah, I never thought of that, is that with a joint venture, let's imagine you start one and then you the money hits the limited company bank account, or however you're structuring it, the money hits the account, you're starting the project, so you're getting the trades involved, and then the worst thing in the world happens. Your joint venture partner passes away, or they become incapacitated. What happens then in that scenario? If you haven't covered that in your joint venture agreement, and there might be people listening to this who think, oh my God, I've just done a JV, and that wasn't in there. You know, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow. I hope you don't, obviously, but you have to cover every conceivable kind of outcome from a joint venture agreement just to make sure it's tidy, just to make sure, you know, in the worst case scenario, you know, there's a process that will be followed instead of a headache and an absolute nightmare. So, yeah, it's a bit morbid. went off on a bit of a tangent, but with joint ventures, obviously, it allows you to get involved in projects, be able to cut yourself into the deal. And, you know, we've got a lot of people doing them under my mentorship, whatever you want to call it. And they've been going really well. Last but not least, I want to talk about a guy. I really enjoy our chats, Stephen. He's based overseas. He's an interpreter. And he lives overseas. He's actually currently in sunny Spain somewhere on a bit of a sabbatical. And yeah, I'm really jealous of his tan. In fact, I've got a chat with him tomorrow. We've got our monthly catch-up call tomorrow, so that'd be interesting. But yeah, Stephen's a very experienced investor. He invests in not just property, but other things as well, which we'll always have a chat about, and it's quite interesting. Just a great guy, just a good human being. And yeah, it's a case of, I think Stephen joined, just again, going back to the beginning, what we're saying, that I think he joined just because property can be lonely. It's just having somebody there to kind of fire ideas at and say, what do you think? Or, you know, just to get a second opinion on those things. And yeah, property is a lonely business. And as an investor, sometimes you doubt yourself. Sometimes you may be thinking, am I being too risk averse? Am I being too, you know, backwards with this? You know, what should I be doing here? And it's just getting another opinion, and that's all it is sometimes. So yeah, Stephen's going great guns. He's got a lot of joint ventures going on around the UK where he's the investor providing the cash. And sometimes it's, you know, a lot of our calls revolve around how to manage those joint venture relationships and, you know, revolving around communication and things like that. So yeah, a big learning curve and lots of interesting chats about investing in general, not just property, and life also. And yeah, I've got to catch up with Stephen in the morning, so that'll be great. Now, I used to open up access to the mentoring side of things when I had space in my diary. And what would happen typically is I would take on a few new mentees at a time when I had the available time to take them on, of course. But I've changed things now, and what I now like to do, I like to choose who I work with, because I mentor people one-to-one. You know, I don't do group coaching. I mentor people one-to-one. I really get to know them as a person, as an individual. I get, you know, it's not just like a business relationship. You speak to somebody for an hour every single month, and you're in communication daily sometimes with them. You get to know people, and I like to choose who I work with, basically. And also it's a case of, you know, property is often sold by the gurus as this get-rich-quick thing. And, you know, a lot of people are chasing the shiny penny out there. And I'm not interested to work with those people, you know, because there's too much of me having to re-educate them and having to kind of bring their feet back down to the ground, because I don't sugarcoat anything. Property investing, property strategies, creative strategies and structures and whatnot, it's not easy. That's a fact. It is not easy. Is there an opportunity? 100%. Of course there is. Can you make money? Of course you can. But it's not easy. But there's too many people out there in the UK who watch YouTube videos and then they get the wrong impression that, hang on a minute, I can get rich really quickly. I can generate X amount of cash really quickly just by doing this strategy. They're the people I avoid. They're the people I don't work with, because they're always looking for that quick win. They're always looking for that instant gratification, and it's just not realistic. I like to be realistic. I like to work with people who've got the feet on the ground, who approach it like a business, and, you know, with a lot of common sense attached to that. So yeah, now I do choose who I work with. I cherry pick individuals based on, you know, what they tell me in the application form. So on my website at psnpropertyblog.com, and I'll leave the link in the show notes as well, psnpropertyblog.com, you can go and find out more info on what's included, because you get access to courses. It's not just me and the mentorship side of things. You get access to all our courses online and lots of other bonuses. Go and find out all the info on the website, and you can click apply. If lifetime mentorship is something that you think would be a good fit for you, where you're at right now, then go and do it. You'll have to answer a handful of questions. I think there's 5 or 6 questions on the application form. Tell us a bit about yourself, and then we'll be in touch if we think you're right. If you don't hear from us, then we don't think it's for you right now. But you can also reach out to me directly and book a 15-minute phone call to discuss your own situation and ask any questions you might have. And me, I had one this evening with a lovely lady who is just joining us right now as we speak, actually. So yeah, you can book a 15-minute call. Happy to answer any of your questions. If you want one-to-one mentorship and you want me to mentor you forever, without any high ticket cost, without any huge fees. Actually, I only charge you once, but you get me forever and you get all the training forever. You need to apply now. Right, that's it for this one. Just a bit of a quick episode this week, just to give you a bit of a peek behind the curtain. But I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll be back very soon with more property-based goodness. But until then, stay safe and take it easy.